Should Mr. Trump, as candidate, as representative of your party, go and see Ukraine for himself?
I'm not going to give him any advice. I'm focusing on turning the Senate Republicans into the majority here and focusing on advocating, as I think I successfully did this very week, for moving away from the isolationist movement that began with Tucker Carlson.
It began with Tucker Carlson.
It did. He had a huge audience among rank and file Republicans, and I think it was very destructive, very impactful on regular Republican voters, and created a big problem.
Because he mimicked Republican propaganda and amplified it, and then that's been repeated on the House floor, as the House Intel chairman
said?
Well,
I certainly disagreed with him, and he certainly ended up where he should have been all along, interviewing Vladimir Putin.
Will you fact-check Donald Trump when he says these things? Because he has also repeated some of these
lines. I'm not going to give any advice to our candidate in the presidential election. What I'm focusing on is turning the Senate into a majority Republican.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show. My name is Wayne Dupree. It is Monday, April 29th, 2024. This year is just rolling right along. Good Lord, it's almost Cinco de Mayo, man. Welcome to the show. Let me introduce the godfather of conservative radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Hello, everybody. Just glad to be here. Had to get back on my side of things over here. I didn't know how to respond on that side. I had to be over here.
You know what? I kind of looked at the corner of my eye to make sure I was looking right.
Yeah, you're good. Old Mitch, man.
Mm. Can you believe that? I mean, okay. So Tucker Carlson is speaking for the Republicans now. First it was MAGA Republicans. So now he has a large Republican. Okay, whatever. You know, Hutch, we've been doing this for about 12, going on 13 years now. Have you ever seen our side in such a disarray than it is right now? And I'm not talking about the presidential candidate. I'm not talking about the stuff that because President Trump is getting darts and bullets and all, and supersonic missiles of lawfare sent at him on a daily basis. But you would think that our side would be a little bit more cognizant of, we have to rally, we have to get our crap together and start putting this, you know, start laying this. We have to look like a functioning party that has some type of, to show our scruples aren't loose, you know? And
I think I don't know. If I knew back then what I know now about these Republicans, I probably would have had a totally different career trajectory. It's just like you look at things repeat themselves over and over again. And I just hope that enough of us have learned a lesson. Like Tucker Carlson didn't have anything to do with us wanting to not back Ukraine against Russia. I mean, that's something that almost every veteran looked at and saw, any Cold War veteran that trained against the Soviet Union. There's no way that we would just frivolously, with no active declaration of war or anything, get into a shooting conflict with Mother Russia. That just doesn't make sense. And for him to blame Tucker Carlson is just basically Mitch McConnell calling his constituency stupid.
Right.
That's what they're doing, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, years ago, you probably wouldn't have seen anything like this. Now, that's why I was going in that way. I was like, damn, y'all are looking more crazier than, and this is why I worried about, and I knew we had to do something about McCarthy. I just didn't know how or what. Honestly, maybe. Let me pose this question. Do you think we could have scared the bejesus out of McCarthy to make McCarthy fall in line?
No.
Okay, so if that's the case, nobody.
Look how quick it broke Johnson. They broke him in 3 weeks.
That's what I'm saying, though. So whoever has that chair is for a while, because of the stuff that's up there right now, is going to be broken.
Yeah, I mean, I think your best bet at this point, because you have to get somebody in there that can defend us all against the corrupt Republicans that are in there. People got to get that. I hope people, this is the silver lining of the cloud.
Right.
Just a perfect question. What would you have thought of 10 years ago? Right. Well, it's 10 years further than that now. We went on fast forward, and now we know. You know, you saw by the votes, and you see the way they don't use their imagination. They do things over and over again. If you remember, Ted Cruz snubbed Donald Trump and MAGA at the RNC convention.
Sure did.
Then, with a wink of a magic wand, everybody loved Ted Cruz again.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happened on January 6th? He called us all terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. Ron DeSantis is doing the same exact thing right now. He had the same backers that Ted Cruz had.
Yep.
And the Sea Island group and Matt Massey and everybody else supported DeSantis. DeSantis got his tail handed to him, and now he's at Mar-a-Lago begging Trump for a job.
Saw that too, didn't you? Saw that.
And the Never Trump outlets out there are praising it like it's Jesus.
I know. Yeah, I'm live. That's my daughter. I love her to death. Oh, she's in my bedroom. Oh, okay. Under the bed.
That sounded like something else. What, is it the body or she's under the bed?
Get the shovel's at the back of the truck.
But yeah, it's you know, sometimes I'm going through the headlines.
Right.
And I'm thinking, why do they say things that we knew about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, it's like conspiracy and Mar-a-Lago case set up. Well, that's breaking news, man. Why didn't you break that back when the machine guns were out?
You know what? And that's how I feel about some of these people that get online. And we've been banging the drum slowly for the last 10, you meant that movie, banging the drum slowly on things in the news. And then you see new people coming out like it just happened. Yeah. And they're reporting on it. And I'm looking at it and rolling my eyes. I'm like, dude, did you read that on like an archive website? I mean, we've been talking about that for a while. And now all of a sudden, now you come out, and now it's like it's brand new.
Like, it's like I wrote that article with an ink pen. I saw a guy today. He's like, Ukrainian defense minister. Russia has superiority in numbers. Oh, yeah? You didn't check that out like before the invasion?
speaking about Ukraine... they just got $67 billion, right?
Yeah, that's this year.
And now he wants a 10-year plan.
And think about that. They want him to set it up that nobody can come in and dismantle this.
Right.
Yeah. They're setting up everything against Trump.
They've been working with the Biden administration to work on a 10-year funding plan for Ukraine. It's like, dude, I don't even know if y'all going to be there next year if y'all piss Vlad off too much. I mean, you're going to push a world leader in the corner so much. And the stuff that Ukraine is hitting them with is tattooed with United States of America so much that sooner or later, he's going to say, America has started a war with us and we have to hit back. You can only hide behind Ukraine so much. And because now the news is coming out, like I said, United States is supplying you this stuff to hit Russia. Back during the day, we would have been in a war. We would have been in a serious war. And I hate to do it. I hate to do it, but you got to give the man credit for not pulling the switch.
I do.
You do. You got to give him some type of credit. And then if you give him that credit, then the American media jumps on you like, you're a Putin lover. No, I'm a common sense person. And y'all should be giving him credit too.
I love my house. How about that?
Exactly. Right.
I love my water coming out of spigot on time.
Great. Exactly.
People laugh, man. The first round that goes down range, just cancel electric.
Yeah.
Cancel water and gas.
And
10 all for years. What? To make some freaking idiots rich in Washington and in the industry, in the defense industries. This is so convoluted. I mean, I watch Mitch McConnell. That's an evil, satanic dude right there.
Yeah, yeah.
To be loving all war like that.
And that's why
he's never been.
And that's why he keeps freezing, because you can only do so much sin before sin catches up with you. And that's why he keeps freezing in front of a mic. But we're going to have Ava Chen on.
Good. They did a lot of work this weekend.
They did a lot. I don't even respect asking any questions about the stuff that's going to be coming out. But these protests for the last 3 weeks, I think, mostly everybody was like, yeah, man, these Ivy League schools, man.
Yeah, they hit my town last night.
They hit UCLA. I mean, it got violent on the West Coast in UCLA. Violent, people. I mean, to the point where, let's see, do I have a photo? Yeah, I have a photo. Yeah, that's UCLA last night.
Feel sorry for the dog.
Is that an electronic dog or is that?
I don't know. It looks like a real one.
Yeah,
you know, this is out of control, man.
It is out of control.
I think, and you know, one of the best things that I've seen is that these people that are pretending to be revolutionaries. I think Bill Maher called them cosplaying revolutionaries.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, they're in the camera. If you're hiring anybody and they go to any of these schools, find out if they were part of this, because they're trying to get amnesty. They're trying to get amnesty to keep their arrests and suspensions from trailing them when they try to get a job. They ought to bankrupt these Nazis. I'll tell you what I'd do right now. If I was a college president, I'd shut it down. I'd turn the power off and I'd cancel all classes and everybody get no refunds. You're out of here. You caused this. You're done. This year's over.
Well, Columbia is giving them until 2 o'clock this afternoon to get all that stuff off the campus and stuff. It's like, do you really think they're going to listen to you?
Well, I'll tell you what, at Harvard, they tore down American flags and put Palestinian flags up.
No.
And the cops made them put the American flags back. But it's just the idea. You want to take the country's flag down, stop all aid to them, and shut the power off. These are not, nobody in those schools is making any donation to society. They're freaking freeloaders.
you know what? I'm wondering. I mean, I don't put it past this administration or whatever, but I'm wondering when they're going to put the Palestinian flag underneath the American flag at the White House.
They'd probably be over it.
You know what I'm saying?
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Totally, totally disgusting.
Here's a report on the UCLA. Religious war, man.
Those cops didn't even look like they wanted to be there.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I was like, wait a minute.
Why are they letting them past them?
Those are bicycle cops. You know, those are like mall cops, you know? Paul Blart, you know?
Safety what are they going to
do? What are they going to do, you know?
Can I suggest a nightstick?
You know what I saw? And yes, we make fun of everybody, but I saw a post on social media about how men were dressing up as women and stuff and everything. And in the comments section, one of the dudes was like, "Man, I'm glad my mama whooped me."
that's what it is. I mean,
he was like, man, I'm glad my mama whooped me when I was a kid. So, because there's just some lessons that you just need to learn. And where we are right now, he said, man, I'm glad my mama whooped me. I am too. Believe me. I mean, that's the only way that I mean, I'm not saying that's the only way I know right from wrong, but that's the only way it's stuck. You know what I'm saying? It's stuck right here. Like, don't steal. Yeah. The protests are still growing, even though the campuses are trying to clamp down and smother them out, it's still going on. And
I don't think they're trying real hard.
No, I don't either. I don't either. I don't either. You know, plus, you have to think whoever is funding this is giving money to those universities.
You know, that's a question I got. Because I saw these things, and that always happens. Mm-hmm. Somebody put this back to George Soros. How is this dude still allowed to do this kind of stuff in this country? How does that happen?
Exactly. I said,
he's ruining us in all areas.
I said a couple years ago, if you can shut the tap off of terrorist groups, why can't you shut the tap off of his accounts too?
Yeah, you can take Mike Lindell's money.
Right.
You know, you can't get George Soros.
Right, exactly.
People are letting this continue. Where's this dude live?
That's a good
question. You know? How about let's dox this guy?
Yeah. I like that. You can take Mike Lindell's money, but you can't seem to gather where George Soros is putting his money at. Wow, that's crazy.
Think all the people that have been killed because of DAs that he put in.
Yeah.
Think how many elections have been thrown because of secretaries of state he put in.
And he's been doing this for a while, and he isn't stopping. He's
since Bush Gore.
Now he's buying up radio stations.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's the only way they can get any airtime is if somebody buys it for them.
Yeah. But you know what? I saw something over the weekend, and I posted something on my account this morning. And this is to everybody that's watching us and everybody that's sharing the show and stuff. Independent voices need your help. independent voices need your help. Since 2016, actually, it started in 2016, but it kind of ramped up a little bit before the 2020 election. Conservative websites are being attacked so much that advertisers are pulling out. Many websites that were out and about in 2019, 2020, they aren't around anymore. They aren't around anymore. You say that you visit the Gateway Pundit. I didn't know what was happening with the Gateway Pundit until this weekend. But they're trying to go bankrupt, or they're going through bankruptcy, because from what I saw, I guess on hand or whatnot, they're not even worth much, but they're being sued for much more. And
they're trying to get the conservative treehouse too.
Them too?
They got them. They're getting them going to their comments. So they got bots in the comments section, and they're trying to deplatform Google, and they're trying to deplatform them for things that people say in the comments.
That's what happened to me too. That's what happened to me. And
well, that's an easy one. You just go in there and infiltrate the comments section and put whatever you want down there that gets a guy defunded or whatever. And that's a simple one.
But what's more simple is, you put those comments behind a membership thing. That way you can moderate it a whole lot better. If you put it behind a membership wall, and I'm not saying a paywall, you just have to sign up. And then because Google really can't get in behind that to shut you down. But if your comments are just willy-nilly free, then it's part of that article, part of that website, and they can get you. And that's what I learned about mine. But
he's working on that, what you're talking about.
Good.
Because one of the things over there that the purveyor prides himself on is the intellectuality in the comments section.
Yeah.
People really go off in the comments, like 1,000, 2,000 comments about one subject. And
yeah.
Yeah.
I used to have a lot of comments. I used to have a lot of visitors on mine, as a matter of but what has happened is that advertisers have said that WayneDupree.com is dangerous, and WayneDupree.com is not dangerous. We're not dangerous. If you've seen some stuff that has come from me lately, I got to go with the times, y'all. I mean, I got to go with the times, because no matter how much I try to report on the news and try to let y'all know what's going on in the news, that is not getting shared. It's not getting shared on the platform. So I realized, okay, fine. You want motivational memes? You want memes about cats? Yeah, okay, I'll put that on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. But the new stuff I'll put on the conservative websites or the conservative platforms. But, you know, I was like, it's not just me. It's other independent like type websites. We don't have multi-million dollar think tanks and groups and millionaires that fund us. Okay. So we need your help. We really need your help. If you aren't going to donate, sign up for the newsletter. Sign up for the newsletter. And like, we put our newsletter out every morning around 9 o'clock. If you see a story that you are interested in, click on it, read it. But, you know, I mean, at least you're seeing stuff that we are putting out there. But yeah, I had to say that because when I saw what was happening to the Gateway Pundit, and I was like, oh, they're really going after a big one now. You know, I mean, that's a big one. And for them to go bankrupt or go through bankruptcy, that's huge. But it's also telling you that, you know, I mean, if they can go after them, then they can go after anybody, but they've been after mine since 2020. For some reason, we were the top website for misinformation in 2020. It was only three of us. There's only three of us putting out stuff. So now we're down to one. We're down to one writer on WayneDupree.com. I had to get rid of the other website. And there's only one writer. I think another thing I'm trying to say is once the independent voices are gone, you ain't got nothing after that. You don't have anything after that. Because the billionaires, they have an agenda. Believe me, they have an agenda. They want to keep us yelling. Believe me, they have an agenda. Most of us don't, except for we just want to expose the Uniparty and stuff that's going on within the country. Okay, so again, you can go to WayneDupree.com. You can go to any other smaller that's left out there, smaller type website, and support them by sharing their stuff. That's the best way to support is to share their stuff, because sooner or later, again, if they're gone, they're gone and they aren't coming back. I mean, I've seen some websites that have gone and have not come back. They're not coming back. How can you know about these campus protesters and that's 58 minutes ago. The UCLA thing kind of shocks you a little bit, though, because again, it's not just East Coast. It is out on the West Coast, and we know we love you, West Coast viewers. So don't get mad with what I'm getting ready to say. There's some crazies out there on the West Coast, though. You know what I'm saying? There's some
both coasts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The coastal elite.
And all they have to do is say, "Oh, did you see Fetterman?" Fetterman came out talk about these tents.
What did he say?
He called it pup tents. What did he say? Fetterman criticizes pro-Palestinian pup tent protests.
Good. Democrats have lost their minds.
He attacked pro-Palestinian rallies that are causing a stir on college campuses on Sunday, referred to the encampment protests as pup tents for the terrorist organization Hamas. Fetterman is trying to slap some sense into the Democrats, man. Who would have known? Who would have known?
Huh? Time violence broke out yesterday at dueling pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel demonstrations at UCLA.
Mario Ramirez standing by in Westwood with the latest on the campus protest. Hey there, Mario. Good morning.
Melvin, Jen, good morning. UCLA says it will increase campus police to try and prevent some of the fights that broke out here yesterday. Just behind me, you can see that encampment demonstration, the Palestine Solidarity Encampment near Royce Hall. It's grown since Thursday morning with a larger campus police presence. And take a look, it comes after dueling demonstrations here on the UCLA campus by pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli groups turned physical, pushing and scuffles resulting in some minor injuries, but no reported arrests. UCLA officials say a group of demonstrators breached a barrier that was set up to keep the opposing groups apart. That led to some physical altercations. In response to the initial pro-Palestinian demonstration here on campus, several other groups gathered, some in support, others against. One group called Stand Together, advocating for a third option.
There is so much generational collective trauma for Jews and for Palestinians. And I think the only way we can come together is to really hear one another, to acknowledge our pain.
And at one point, UCLA campus police were using bikes to keep opposing demonstrators apart as tensions were rising. This cluster of more than 50 tents began forming early Thursday, and it continued to grow over the weekend, with organizers demanding the university call for an immediate ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war and for the University of California system to cut funds from corporations tied to Israel. Meanwhile, coming back out here to our live shot, this is the setup just across from the encampment for the counter-demonstrators, pro-Israeli protesters. We are expecting more demonstrations planned today. We'll keep you posted throughout the morning. For now, live here in Westwood, I'm Mario Ramirez. Back to you.
All right, Mario, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Let me introduce our awesome sister, Miss Ava Chen. What's up, Ava? What's going on?
Hello. Hi. Hello. Hi. Wing and Hutch. I'm great. I'm doing great. I was watching the video that you were playing. So I was I think this is a moment Americans is watching in, which is great. Because this is right. Because I want Americans to know that Miles Guo told us the plan of the CCP. And this is exactly is going on. And just people just don't click. So Miles told us the CCP has a plan. It's called create a foment weakness. And what you just see right now, it's exactly what CCP has planned. If you go keep digging deeper in terms of who is actually funding, who is training those activism called activist groups, so you can all lead to the CCP. So all roads connected with the CCP. So it will be more social turmoil as you are getting closer to the event of the year, which is the election. And that comes the second F, which is foment chaos. So foment chaos, there is a very core concept in it. So it's the CCP that has really studied your political system. They really want it. They understand you have two political parties. So they wanted to instigate the political turmoil within parties, okay, using disinformation, whatever, okay, and then intensify the infighting. So that's called a foment chaos. And very unfortunate, because this year is so critical to not only United States, but also humanity, okay, to the history of humankind. So the CCP understood it so well, because they've planted ahead of time for decades for this, okay? So that's the second F. So the last F, I really want everybody to pay attention. It's called eventually foment the destruction of the United States, which involving killing Americans. So pay attention to the bioweapons. And people still today, a lot of them don't know that the COVID-19 we refer them as the CCP virus, is man-made in Wuhan lab by PLA. And it was released at an order by Xi Jinping's Central Military Committee. Okay, there's no old there's no gray area. It's very definitive intel and evidence, okay? So you will see, if the CCP is gone, you will see all those evidence come out. There's no doubt about it. And they're studying with your help. Don't forget, Fauci is actually selling all those information to Chinese, okay? So Bitcoin is how they transact. So go search Bitcoin, okay? So Fauci told and taught the Chinese scientists to do the gain of function and to basically insert other viruses into this bioweapon and made it more susceptible to white population. So what the final F really is, to destroy the white culture and white population and destroy God. Okay, so, and nobody believed it. You know, if you just look at your white population's birth rate, okay, just look at the white population becomes a minority. That's true. And the CCP has actually created, has basically plotting this for a long time. You know, 2019 is officially they launched the virus and triggered the war against United States, against the white population and against the humanity. So we're just living right now, seeing all those phenomenons and seeds that they planted and grew into a tree. That's why you have all those students protest. You have those so-called environmental activists sitting in the airport against the people flying out by airplanes, and they're sitting in the highways. Stop all of this. are actually planned by communists to taking down the United States using the 3F. So I really wanted people to think about it. Weakening, creating more chaos, and then the final destruction. And very unfortunately, the bird flu, you know, the N5, the H5N3 is coming out in the cow farms, you know, across America. This is not natural. This is man-made. And there are lots of reports, actually. Daily Mail reported in early February. And there are senators' letters written to the Agriculture Department of Agriculture of the United States demanding more information. So, and all link to Chinese and the Wuhan Virology of Institution and other P2, P3 labs. It's really shed a lot of light in terms of how much your academic, your research institution, and your military and your government has been infiltrated by the CCP. So I'm hoping more and more people picking up on this 3F plan and the connecting the dots in terms of what's happening right now and connecting with the end goal of the CCP, which is destroy your system. And right now they have people coming from your system to help them to do that. That's very scary. I think these are small amount of people. You have to believe a lot of people there just don't know what's happening because the media doesn't talk about it. You know, the social media promote CCP's narrative. So they're be kept purposefully in a dark box. Okay. And don't think all the Congress, a woman and man sitting in the Capitol Hill know everything. Yes, they do have a lot of privileged information, but they might not know what CCP is after and the tactics. They might not know very well in terms of what happened in historical senses. So this is a continuous of the war, of the Cold War. Just look at the 1970s, 1960s, everything connects. So this is why I want an audience to connect, you know, everything. So
Ava, I think that, oh, good.
No. You have told us what the CCP has in store for white Americans, but when the virus thing happened, I saw what the CCP was doing to a lot of Africans in China. There's rumors that the CCP is racist against black people too, but they were kicking black, according to the videos that we're watching, they were kicking them out on the street when the virus came, you know? And I was like, but aren't they setting up shop in Africa too at the ports and taking over that? I mean, are they, what is their intentions for black people? I'm not saying black America, just black people because of what they're doing in Africa.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I have a lot of intel today because on last Saturday, the NFSC released quite a bit of intel and altogether over a dozen of them. So they're very important.
18.
Yeah, they're actually affecting billions of people's security and their health around the world, but still a lot of people don't understand. So this is why I'm so concerned, because they are the sitting duck. Okay, they don't know where the evil comes from. Just quick answer to your black people, because I can tell you, I already said the Communist Party is an anti-humanity, anti-God cult. They have no respect for human life. Doesn't matter what color you are. Okay, but they tell you, they lie to you. All they wanted to do is to enslave the entire humanity, only benefiting a very few people on the top, no more than a couple hundred families. Okay, so they want to rule the entire planet Earth. Okay, so it doesn't matter. Just look at, you know, right now CCP is saying, oh, I'm all for Palestinian, I support, you know, Gaza. But in reality, just look at in China. The Uyghurs, they're Muslims. You know, they're extinguishing their religion. They're extinguishing Muslim Uyghurs. Okay, so this is a conflicting. Don't you see it? Does people understand that there is a genocide and it's real? You know, they've actually put the Uyghur people who are Muslim, all of them are Muslim. They have a religion, okay? But the CCP in the past 10 years, they've destroyed 3,000 Muslim mosques, replacing with the CCP party buildings, okay? And they're in camp, they're putting them into the concentration camp, 2 million of them, and they kill them for organs, selling it to Middle East, Okay, so they have no respect for any human being, but they understand we have this hatred. The seed of the hatred is in us. So they really taken advantage of that negative, what you call that negative energy. Okay, let's say it's mm-hmm. negative energy, that's devil and evil. They understand how they can actually fan it out and destroy you from within. So they keep telling you lies to make you hate Black, to make you hate white, to make you hate Muslim, to make you hate Iran people. No, don't do that. Because all they want to do is keeping getting rich and getting powerful just for this couple hundred families. Okay? So that's the whole world, how the world is operates. These people controlling all the resources of production. They control social media, they control media, and they control weapon, okay? Industry complex. That is why. Okay, these are only, again, I want to emphasize, only a couple hundred families. That's all. That's the enemy of humanity. It's just within us, ability to see. Okay, right. The world has been like this for the last 200 years. It's just people cannot see it, right. You know, and they make up story. So this is truly the Truman's world, that you have to come out of the fake things that they, the narrative that they put it on you. Our enemy is a very small amount of people who calculated against us and using us, pinning against with other people. So that is why it doesn't matter your racial colors, race, doesn't matter your language, doesn't matter. We're people. We're God's creation and we're sacred. So this is war. I think this is a level of a white awakening that people needs to really needs to get grasp, so we can actually survive and pushing humanity and civilization, hopefully, to another level, a higher level, not go down a level.
Right. I'll tell you, it's hard to try to talk to some people. We've got some comments in the comments section about some people just want to watch TV and go on vacation and act like nothing's wrong. When you talk to those people, you could doggone near get in a fist fight with them. These people will not give up their little false security that mm-hmm. they have. Now, on a good hand, what you were commenting on earlier, the Arizona Republican Party has declared COVID-19 injections biological and technological weapons and passed a ban to ban the shot, the jab, which is a good thing. But I noticed, like you were saying, you guys kind of took the weekend off and only broke 18 stories this weekend. I'm going through this and I'm looking at it, and I was a former senior logistician in the United States military. And a lot of people have a Hollywood version of war, that you get the tanks and the infantry and you just go out and get them. But in reality, behind that is all the fuel trucks and fuel tankers and all the food to feed these people, all the ammunition, all the logistics. And one of the things that is disturbing to me is it looks like the CCP is drastically ramping up its logistical capabilities. I mean, the Ministry of Transportation was instructed to set up a large fleet of special transport ships. That's to sustain combat power away from your own country, like Taiwan or wherever.
That's right.
Just can you get into that a little bit? I mean, there's a lot of the submarine mm-hmm. fleets getting bigger, and we have no industrial capability left. They're totally trying to make it to where we can't sustain it.
Mm-hmm.
That's correct. Yeah. So you're very right. You know, a lot of people doesn't understand how you fight a war. It's really about your logistics. It really is, especially for people in the West. Okay, and for CCP, yes, it's also logistic, but they don't, as I said, they don't respect human lives. You know, they're sending those Chinese people's young soldier, which majority of them coming from poor families, okay, and they basically sent them as the cannon fodder. Okay, so if you die, you die. You know, we don't care. We have millions of people waiting in line. But I wanted to mention about one thing, and I will come back to you because we might not have enough time. But I want to caution people's a lot of people commenting on the recent visit of Tony Blinken, the Secretary of State in Beijing. But I want to point two things. Okay, and it's also connected to the students' movement in your university, because they completely, duped. Okay, so just but this is happening. So you understand the Secretary of State just visited China for 3 days, right? 24th to 26th. Have you noticed what's happening on 26th? On April 26th, when Blinken was still actually in China, do you know what happened?
No.
Okay, so first of all, why Blinken visited China? I mean, the message is very clear, right? The Blinken wants, I actually have a video, send it to you, but we might not have time to play it. It's up to you whether you want to play it or not. But Blinken was there basically call out the CCP's role in terms of supplying, okay, the everything that Russia needs to basically continuing and waging this brutal war against Ukraine. Okay, so that's Blinken's message delivered in Beijing. Okay, and he basically just said it. We condone this, and this is what you did. You keep supplying Russia on weapons and everything. But on the 26th day, I will share with you, there's actually a lot of going on under the underneath current going on below the surface of the water. So on the April 26th, when Blinken was making his speech, calling out on CCP, CCP has actually met on the same day. CCP invited Hamas and Fatah. So you understand Hamas leader was actually in Beijing and meeting with Beijing's representatives and talking with Hamas, a terrorist group's rivalry called Fatah. Okay, Fatah traditionally was a movement backed by the Western allies, right? But right now, the CCP is trying to talk to them. It appear to be they want to broke some unity, okay, in the area, in the Palestine, in the Gaza, you know, because they're talking to both, you know, leaders. One is a terrorist group, the other not very far away from the terrorist group, but it's all contributing to the turmoil in Gaza, right? This is one thing. The second thing is, another thing is, the Russia Defense Minister, Shoigu, was meeting on the same day with Chinese Defense Minister, Dong Jun. Why? Blinken was delivering the speech saying, hey, stop supporting Russia, okay? And they not only just met, they issued a statement saying they will continue backing the mutual military cooperation between the CCP and Russia. So the message is very clear, okay? So and the intel that we just broke 2 days ago, on Saturday, 27th, and mentioned it very clear in terms of what she has planned for Middle East. She has planned to send more and newer weaponry to Middle East. And they already named 5 countries will receive those equipments. So the intention is very clear. They have no intention to make peace in the region. On the contrary, I mean, this is a basically it's a fox guide the hen house, right? So you know right. What the outcome is. And they, by their action, by the intel that reviewed by New Federal State of China, you knew that there's going to be more confrontation military and going to be more killing and going to be more Gaza civilians, Palestinians, whoever, you know, get involved in this war. Okay, because that's fueling by the CCP. They wanted that area is to be in turmoil. They want Russia and Ukraine continue fighting. So they prepare, as you said, make all those military preparations and taking over Taiwan. This is the third world they're betting on.
Wow. You know, I'm also seeing the plan for the Navy to accelerate its advance in Africa. And Northern Indian Ocean, right?
Yeah, Northern Indian Ocean and West Africa. So so we have two intels that related to Africa nations. One is to do with the Somaliland, which is not a recognized country in United Nations yet. It's considered part of the Somalia. But this leader of that place, that little unrecognized country, has requested the CCP to support its independence. So in exchange, they're ready to stop its friendly contact with Taiwan, and then basically publicly announce that, and also will openly support the CCP's unification effort, which unification effort, basically, it is the invasion of Taiwan. Okay, so that is one. And the other one is they're accelerating their navies in Africa, okay, and North India Ocean, and they planned a drill for the next, it's going to last for 6 months. It will start very soon. They're looking at it to sustain and establish and sustain their, what's they called, combatibility effectiveness. So sustain their combat effectiveness in the area. And the last piece for the according to the intel, is the CCP is planning to implement nuclear technology in Africa. So we don't know whether it's going to be in civil or in military. We have no idea yet, but they could be both. As we understand that CCP has a civil and military fusion strategy. You know, they could be established a nuclear power plants, but under the guise of, you know, partial establishment is going to be for military usage purpose. So that could very well be. And also, this is in addition to what we have already broke, that CCP has established 11 bioweapons in Middle East and Africa. And they're going to expanding in the next few years. They're going to establish up to 50 to 200 more in Middle East and Africa. Okay, so this is the world is going to be becoming more and more dangerous at any time, because the people, look at the regions, they have unstable political environment, they have infighting, they have a lot of affection within nations infighting, they have, you know, they're poor countries. And so that's why the entire global, the entire planet Earth is becoming more destabilized, because of this evil totalitarian regime wanted to destroy the West and become the world leader, leading superpower.
It looks like they're planning for a war in the Taiwan Strait, but also peace. You know, like they already think they won. So they got a plan for after whatever happens, they got a plan for that too. That's not very good either.
Yeah.
I had a quick something, because we were talking before you came on here about these protests, and we were talking about George Soros and these things, and then you came in and brought the CCP front and center into it. I wonder a couple things. Mm-hmm. I wonder, what is Elaine Chao, that's Mitch McConnell's wife, her sister just was killed or whatever the other day, a couple months ago, but what's her relationship with the CCP? Because it seems awful that McConnell's doing some crazy things, but what also is, does George Soros have any ties to the CCP?
So the people that you named, it, they all very pro-communists, okay, including Elaine Chao. As you're aware of, that Elaine Chao's father is a very good friend of one of the top CCP kleptocrats, Jiang Zemin, Jiang faction, who basically Jiang's family, Miles Guo whistleblower, to control one third of Bitcoin. Okay, so they're very close. They're university students. And if you look at Elaine Chao's father, how he basically took off his marine time, like a group, right? The company that he has, it's all backed by the Chinese Communist Party. Their loan, their financial loan for the company are coming from Chinese Communist Party. Their ship was built by the Chinese Communist Party. So in a short sentence, Chao family is basically in the palms of the CCP. Okay, CCP created them, created their success, okay, and CCP can easily destroy them, okay? So that's why they're all very pro-communists. I mean, if you look at Elaine Chao's marriage to Mitch McConnell, it's very good timing, okay? They dated in 1991, just right after, you know, Mitch McConnell elected as senator. So nothing happens for no reason, okay? So I'm not suggesting they're not truly in love. They maybe are, but there are environmental things that created that, okay? Because CCP are really, really good at using spies in the sense, okay? This is a kind of old story. If you look at the Cold War spies, you know, using women, female spies as Swallow, you know, Mr. Simpson, you know, those kind of things, the Duke of Windsor, and, you know, all of those things. And it's very traditional, okay? But back to what you, the George Soros, and not just the George Soros, I wanted people to understand, if you're looking at the successful for a lot of people that you know, very prominent people in your society, okay, these are the top 0.01% successful. They're billionaires, they're tycoons. Just go look at their wealth. Where did they get their wealth? Look, you don't have to look very far, okay? Just look after 2000. Just look at how many folds that wealth has increased. You will understand all of them are actually in bed with the CCP. But the thing is, CCP has been colluded and supported and fed by the West. If the West did not allow the CCP to come in and get the favorable trade nation status, okay, in 1993 under Clinton, and if they didn't allow the CCP get the permanent favored trade in 2001, if they didn't allow CCP to go to the World Economic Forum, I mean, human didn't change. You know, for centuries, we have the greed in us, okay? That's the seeds. That's the seeds of evil. We have that. We have the original sin. We have the greed. We have delusional. We have arrogance. We have pride. We have avarice. We have that, okay? So the West has that forever. You have that since the human, you know, came on the planet Earth. But at that time, we don't have a lot of materialistic things. But once we have the materialistic boom after from the Industrial Revolution, you know, you accumulated a lot of surplus productivities, you have banking industry, you have all of this. So the West actually looking for other places, other nations to colonize. That's true. That's a true piece of history we shouldn't deny. So they fanned out. They want to control more resources. They want to enslave more peoples, but they do it slowly and gradually until they met the truly devil, CCP. They didn't know who CCP is. CCP went in bed with them together. They thought they can continue enslave the Chinese people forever and enjoy the ever-growing and prosperities that they've enjoyed, growing their wealth like hundredfolds, you know? Wrong. CCP now no longer willing to be controlled or willing to be told what to do. Okay, CCP has its own mind from the very get-go in the first year that they are established in 1921 in China. They already know they want to take over the entire world. Nobody can stand in the way of the CCP. So what's happening right now is the West has been helping the CCP, hoping that they can control everything. So the CCP say, no, I am in control now. So they are flip over on the people who used to actually be in partnership with them, being in business partnership with them, okay? But the CCP is a completely different level of cult. They're anti-human, they're anti-God, they're self-destruction, okay? So we're saying, hey, the West, you've been deceived. You've been slept with them long enough. Now they're actually backstabbing you, so wake up. Okay, stop feeding this devil because you were ended up losing everything. Okay, you fed this devil. So now it is your responsibility to end the cancer of humanity. Okay, mm-hmm. So who is has most to lose? Not us. As I said multiple times, we don't have much money. But who is afraid of the CCP when they're taking over? It's those rich family who actually was engaged in business with CCP. They have the most to lose, and they know who CCP is. And a lot of them actually not bad people. They just wanted to make money, but they actually believe God, okay? They are Christians. So they are the forces that actually struggling against the CCP right now, okay? That is why truth is so important. We need more people to know the truth. So you will know this is anti-God, this is anti-humanity cult. It will just create destruction for entire humankind. So this whole war, it just become at a different level. It's no longer just anti-corruption within your country. Yes, it's a part of it, okay? But more important is to join those people today still colluding with the CCP and want to destroy everything for humankind, for human species. So it's a completely different war. I want you standing a higher place to see that.
With What else are y'all doing this? I mean, because with all the information that came out over the weekend, what else are y'all monitoring this week moving forward?
I think we're looking at Taiwan is always the center of the focus, because it's all about Taiwan. Everything you see right now, it's about Taiwan. Okay, and it's about destroy United States. So you have to watching your, as I said, the four-man chaos, how they instigate the political infighting. Everything you see, okay, in your own country, in terms of political narrative, political courses that media is pushing, you will understand there's a connection with the CCP. There is a connection with the communists. So I want everybody to see things that way, okay? And also Europe, because among the over dozens of the intels we released, Europe is a key thing, because we not only pinpoint the detailed plan in terms of Xi Jinping's visit to Europe. And today, actually, media just came out, confirmed what we shared 48 hours ago. Okay, right. So you probably saw that, right? The media starting saying, you know, this official CCP official confirmed that Xi Jinping is going to visit France, Siberia, and Hungary. But we also reviewed. So that means, you know, if you follow the NFSC speaks, you will be sitting at the front row. You will be actually the first to know what's going on. And then the other piece of intel we broke is what's after. Putin is arranged a diplomatic trip to China on May 15th. And there's a critical agenda for Putin to visit China. And one of the key things we reviewed is, aside from continuing military support from the CCP, one core agenda on Putin's book is He wants to convince the CCP to basically support Russian-led, it's called Eurasia Security Framework. Okay, so what Putin is wanted to create is a pack of nations that support Russia, okay, in terms of the military and politically. And as we're speaking, that on 27th, the Chinese ambassadors in China has already summoned all the world's leader and their representative in all those in all Chinese embassies to talk to them, to convince them to persuade them to support Russia's Eurasia security framework. So this is a key, one of the key agenda that Putin is going to talk with the CCP. But if you look at the timeline, see, CCP is going to go to visit European. Okay, and in this trip, that means she is going to persuade Macron, okay, and Serbia and Hungary to support Russia already. And then when Putin is visiting CCP, Putin is going to connect with the Xi and say, how did it go? You know, did you manage to persuade many little nations? But right now, we already know who are going to be supporting Xi and Russia's plan. These are the BRICS nation. Likely, maybe not all of them, but majority of them, the BRICS nation, okay? Mm-hmm. And also the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. These are some of the 10, 11 nations from this Asia. And also, we also know there's some African country has already would support this Eurasia security framework, and also including a few Middle East countries. And there's more coming, because the China and the Sino-Arab summit, state summit, will very soon be announced. Although we already reviewed that in our intel, we say this is coming very soon. So you will see a lot of activities and actions that Xi is about to do in that area in Middle East. This is actually to restore the confidence of the Middle East, because what happened in Iran, right? Because you know that Israel and Iran was basically retaliating each other by sending missiles and bombs, right, to attack each other. But it was very obvious that Iran wasn't able to protect the incoming missiles from Israel. So but Israel will be able to use their defense system to basically prevent, shoot off all those incoming missiles, right? So this actually significantly, according to our intel from within the CCP, has significantly affected, shaken the confidence of the Middle East country, particularly Iran, in terms of the reliance of the CCP for military support, because they are thinking, you know, all the missiles they landed in, but and destroyed our facilities, but all the missiles that we send, because all those missiles are actually Chinese technologies or weaponries. So that's why, according to our intel, their confidence is shaken. They're kind of starting doubting this foreign policy, which is called look east, right? The Xi Jinping has saying everybody should look to the east because east is rising and the west is falling, right? So they're sending those narratives to the Middle East country. So that's a good thing for us, right? But that's why CCP is going to spend a lot of efforts sending newer version of weapons to restore the confidence. Hopefully they can still, you know, convince those, all the Middle East countries, militarily, financially, economically, say, hey, you should follow me, and I'm the coming rising superpower on the horizon. So but that's pretty much where we wanted to people to focusing on is Europe. And one of the, according to our intel, you have to focusing on Hungary. Hungarian Prime Minister, we actually whistleblowed on him and his family, Viktor Orban, and his family has basically involved very deeply with the CCP in business. And his family has a lot of business in Shanghai, China. We reviewed in the past number of years during the pandemic, his daughter basically visited China to take care of their business. This is why his daughter and his son-in-law are among the most wealthiest and most influential Hungarian in Hungary. Okay, so, and then he actually, because recently one of the intel that we shared is recently the European Commission are actually thinking about putting on a dozens of Chinese state-owned enterprises in China and in Hong Kong on their sanction list. So Hungary immediately contact the CCP after they, you know, after they aware of this measure, and then they basically contact CCP and asking CCP if they need, if CCP needs Hungarian to do anything to stall and stop the sanction. So basically you have a traitor, you have a traitor to democracy and to humanity, because people are helping the CCP. And this is what we wanted people to see. Okay, a lot of those deals are under the table. People right. never would be able to see it. But anything stands in the way of us taking down the CCP, then he is and his family is the enemy of the Chinese people. And so be that is the enemy of the new federal state of China. That's why we whistleblow on him. Okay, we have nothing personally bad to say about him, but stop helping the devil. And we hope that in the Western world, throughout the United States, throughout all those free democracies, stop helping and supporting the devil.
Yeah, because every time when I see him, I mean, when I saw this little world tour that he's doing right now, I'm like, this reminds me of a year and a half ago or 2 years when everybody was going to Russia to kiss the ring. Well, not Russia. When everybody was going to China to kiss the ring. I mean, even Elon Musk is now over there talking to talking to the second in command now, you know?
Yeah.
NFSCofficial.com. And Ava, let everybody know your Twitter account too, because you are dropping dimes like Christmas morning. How do people follow you on Twitter and Getter?
It's S7GRIL. S7 Grill.
S7GRIL.
I-L.
Okay. Make sure that y'all following her, because I put my notifications on. I put my notifications on, and I swear I thought something had broke out in the Middle East because my phone was going off on Saturday or whatnot, and I was like, oh, wait, Ava just sent another one. No, Ava just sent another one. So, they are working real hard over at the New Federal State of China in breaking this information down. And it's not something that you just look past and say, The New Federal State of China just doesn't put out stuff. They put out information that you can use. And they also put out information that you need to know. So that's another reason why we're glad to have Ava and the New Federal State of China family on our show every week. Ava, I got to let you go, but thank you for everything that you're doing over there. And again, y'all can follow her work. Your podcast is on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Let everybody know about your podcast real quick again.
Yeah, so the podcast is every Saturday at LFA TV on Rumble. So I just spent 3 weekends talking about cryptocurrency and the conspiracy of the CCP against the cryptocurrency, which we all know known for decentralized technology. That is why they want to destroy it, because they're decentralized, right? So this coming weekend, I'm going to talk about geopolitical, and I'm talking about the things that I just shared with you in terms of how dangerous the entire world is, and how the CCP and the Russia and Iran, the excess of evil, are actually threatening billions of people's life on planet Earth at this moment. So I would talk about that, and also a little bit on the digital RMB, how they actually pushing the internationalization of the digital RMB in the world, and to defeat the United States dollars. Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ava. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Hutch. Yeah. See you next time. Bye-bye.
We caught Ava, our little sister. Thank you, dear. Thank you so much. God bless.
God bless you.
That Ava, the information that comes out is so mesmerizing sometimes that you'd be like, it's almost on information overload. And it's like, okay, let me sit back. Let me think about this a little bit. And then let me kind of craft up a response to it. But man, they really do their job, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. The granularity of the research is such that they have names and everything. And I think that's what needs to happen at this point, because one of the successes of the NFSC, and I think of shows like this, that bring the NFSC on, is 2 or 3 years ago, the word, if you will, CCP, was not in the American lexicon.
That is true. That's true.
And they've been able to get that to happen. So now what we got to do, in my opinion, is and that's what I was trying to do with McConnell and Elaine Chao, and George Soros, is we got to put a face on the boogeyman.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The CCP is an inanimate object.
Right.
It's like a war on terror. You're never who you're going to beat.
Yep.
You know, so I think that's the next step. Now you got to start calling out, and not the CCP. The CCP is like the Democrat Party. They're the enemy. We know that. We don't have to waste a whole lot of time on that. And I think that most rank and file Americans would understand that. We got to look to the people that are getting paid, in my opinion.
Agree. Yeah, I totally agree. Well,
it'd be nice to have like a Federal Bureau of Investigation or something like that. You know? I mean, right? It'd be like,
I know. Yeah. Like,
we ought to have two parties in this country.
Yeah, we a central intelligence agency would really work in this time. If, you know,
we could figure out exactly who these people are, and
if we just had that, you know,
and maybe
we could set up a training facility at Quantico,
right? And if we couldn't hold them here, we could like build a jail in Cuba, and send them there.
What name that?
Guantanamo, maybe.
Why not go with that? Why not? Yeah, Guantanamo Bay. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of menacing and where you can look over into the next country, you know, and fire some shots if you want to.
Can't handle the truth.
I saw that video over the weekend. That was one. I mean, that's 9 minutes of intense courtroom drama between. Oh man, Jack Nicholson.
Ladies and gentlemen, I gotta ask you something. I sent the guys a documentary. You can find it out there. Before you watch another movie or another TV show or listen to another song, you need to research who the CAA is.
Right.
The CAA is a branch of the CIA that is the talent agency for every actor in this country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, most of them anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check out, you got to see this thing. You can find it on YouTube or, you know, somewhere like that. I got it on my website, but it's that's not what I'm trying to do here.
Right.
I'm trying to get people to see the danger that there is in watching this entertainment stuff without knowing about this.
Right.
Because it will make, if any movie that you've ever watched has changed the way you think a little bit,
yeah,
that's a success.
Exactly. Exactly. And they've been doing this for a long period of time. Well, there's a little crisis going on. I got a little crisis going on. I got to make sure that the cat is still in the house. Yeah. And the daughter's been looking up and down. Usually when people come in to make changes and stuff, to fix stuff in the house, the cat goes and hides. Well, she hasn't been able to find the cat. And I haven't seen any notification that the cat was outside. But I don't see the cat rolling around anywhere. And I know the cat's in the house. But, you know.
Do you have an attic?
No. But, I mean, honestly, I really think that the cat's in my room under the bed, because that's where she usually goes to hide from people. But, you know, the door was left open to the backyard. But I didn't see, you know, I don't have any animal activity back there either. So I got to go upstairs and find this cat. I'm going to be really pissed off if... But how'd you give me some last thoughts? We got to get ready to go.
There's a good thing developing over time here. And I think these college protests are helping. More teens are skipping out on college and entering the job market, like a lot. Like I think 71% of high school students, up from 66% in 2019. So that's pretty good. I mean, it's, 71.7% in 2023. So the kids are starting to get it. And I think that's smart. The best thing in the world we could do for this country is close these places down.
Yeah.
I honestly mean that. And it wasn't always like that.
No, it wasn't.
They're creating enemies of us.
Yep.
You know, it's terrible. It really is.
Yeah. Time to close them down. I think so too. It's time to close down the government. We are getting ready to roll out of here a little bit early, but we want to make sure that everybody tunes in tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Jason is on assignment, and Jason might be back tomorrow. So until then, make sure y'all are enjoying. It's hot out there. I mean, it's kind of warm out there today, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I turned on my air last night to make sure that I would be okay for the day. So
mine's on.
It's kind of cool in here today. Okay, so with that said, Hutch Baylor Jr., Wayne Dupree, we are out. God bless.